Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I like to play games. As many of you saw last weekend on Rally Day with the Jeopardy and Family Feud games that I created, I love trivia games. But I also like to play card games and board games. For example, I've got my deck of Uno cards here. I'd venture to guess that most of you have played Uno or are at least familiar with how the game works. The object is to be the first player to score 500 points. Points are scored by being the first to rid yourself of all the cards in your hand before your opponent. And you play cards from your hands by either matching the color or the number or the word on top of the card. When you have one card left, you yell, "Uno!" This is a great game to play with kids because they can match up the color when they're learning colors, they can match up the numbers when they're learning numbers, and even if they can't read yet, they can match up the symbol on some of the cards with words. There's a draw two. I don't like getting the draw fours and getting multiple in a row. So the object is to get 500 points first, and you do this by tabulating the points of the cards that your opponents have left. The first person to score 500 points wins. So imagine with me that you're sitting around your kitchen table playing a game of Uno with three or four people. It's been a pretty good game. Not only have you shared laughter around the table, but you've had some pretty good luck with the cards that you've gotten. You've also played with some strategy that has helped you to be the front runner. And at the end of the current hand, you will easily be able to earn enough points to score well over the 500 points needed to win the game. Just as you are about to claim your victory with the most points, someone pipes up and says, "Wait a minute, you're playing by the wrong rules. Actually, the person with the lowest score is the winner." You would probably be a mix of surprised, shocked, in disbelief, and maybe even a little bit of angry. You'd be a little bit angry. You would frustratedly exclaim that the person with the highest score is the winner. The person with the highest score is the better player. You worked hard to score all those points. You deserve to win. Those are the rules that you know and the rules that you've always played by. These new rules are ridiculous and they don't make sense. The loser doesn't become the winner. The winner is the greatest, not the loser. These rules have turned everything upside down. This isn't how it's supposed to be. The greatest shall be first, not the last shall be first. And yet, this is exactly what Jesus is saying in today's gospel lesson. Jesus turns everything we know and everything we've been taught about greatness upside down. He says that whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. The very challenging thing here is that what the gospel says greatness is and what our culture says greatness is are two very different things. Not just a little bit different, but polemic opposites, one end of the pendulum and the other end of the pendulum. And we have to choose, because we can't choose both. We cannot serve two lords. We have to choose who we are going to follow. Our culture or Jesus? and our lives will mirror who we follow. Our culture tells us that greatness is something that we achieve. It's something that we deserve because we work hard for it, that if we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, we can achieve greatness. Our culture defines greatness by measuring our status, the amount of power we have over others, by measuring the amount of money we have, by measuring our possessions, by who we know and how we're connected. It's easy to be tempted into this way of thinking and living. It's very tempting to be thrown off course in following these non-Kingdom of God things, these non-Kingdom of God values. We see what other people have, what they wear, what they look like, and we want it. We let fear and greed, envy and jealousy motivate us. And then we read our gospel lesson for today, and Scripture holds up a mirror for us and shows us that, in fact, when we achieve greatness in our culture, in the eyes of the world, when our lives and character look more like the world around us, the world that we live in, that in fact we do look like who we follow, and it's not Jesus. When our lives look just like everyone around us, we are not following the way of Jesus. We're learning in Bible study that from the very beginning of God forming the Israelites into God's people back in Exodus, God has always called God's people to be a contrast society, a society that looks different from the world around it, a society that holds different values, God's values, a society that others will see that is different and they'll be drawn to it. But sadly and heartbreakingly, this is not the way that the church in America looks these days. It breaks my heart, and it breaks God's heart, because instead of Christians looking like Jesus and acting like Jesus by being the last of all and servant of all, so many Christians look like the world around us, filled with selfish ambitions, focusing on ourselves and loving ourselves more than our neighbor. I saw something on Facebook this week. Somebody asked another person, "Are you a Christian?" And the person replied, "You'll have to ask my neighbor." There are a lot of people who say that they are Christian. They might even go to church on Sunday mornings. And yet their lives look nothing like Jesus. Jesus invites us and calls us to love our neighbor, to live a life of humble service in which we are the last of all and the servant of all. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection turns the whole world upside down. In God's reign, grace abolishes the world's understanding of greatness. In God's reign, there is a complete reversal of status and values. Those who have no value and no status in the world have the most value and the most status in the kingdom of God. The truth is that Jesus welcomes those that we don't. Jesus embraces those that we don't. God gives value to those that we don't. We will never, ever meet somebody that God doesn't value. We will never, ever meet somebody that doesn't bear the image of God. We will never meet somebody that God doesn't love. And we will never meet somebody that God doesn't call us to value and to love just like God does. Jesus turns everything we know about greatness upside down. He says that whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And not just toward the bottom or toward the last, but the last of all and the servant of all. Brothers and sisters, whether or not we like it, whether or not it's comfortable, and it's probably more likely uncomfortable, our lives reflect who we follow. Do our lives reflect the world around us? Or do they reflect our risen Lord, who came to be the last of all and the servant of all? Jesus has and continues to turn the world upside down. And he invites us to be transformed into his likeness by being the last of all and the servant of all. May it be so. Amen.